I'm Carol Hills, and for Marco Werman, you're tuned to The World. And here's a man who requires no introduction.
Okay, who's next? Yeah, please. Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. No, you don't. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision.
Donald Trump shutting down Univision's Jorge Ramos at a press conference yesterday in Iowa. Ramos anchors the cable network's nightly news show. Trump's security team escorted Ramos out of the room. Eventually, the Donald did let Ramos return and ask his questions about immigration. But what should we make of this exchange? To give us some grounding here, we've got the world's Monica Campbell on the line from Mexico City. She leads our Global Nation desk, which focuses on immigrant life in America.
If you are from Latin America, if you live in the United States, you know who Jorge Ramos is. And he knew that this was going to be the first time he was going to confront Trump. And I thought it was very interesting. He asked a question that a lot of people want Trump to answer, which is, what are you going to do about this proposed idea of deporting every undocumented immigrant in the United States? And I think that's something that Trump hasn't answered, and Ramos confronted him head on with that.
What's been the reaction in the Spanish language press?
Well, there's a lot of interest. People here in Mexico are very, very aware of what Trump is talking about. So this is a story that is definitely playing out in the United States, but it's playing out in Latin America. And people are wondering, to what extent is what Trump's saying actually reflect the reality of America and what America is going to be confronting as we head into the 2016 election. Is he just a joke? Is he somebody we should be taking seriously? And I think that there's definitely a lot of interest in the Spanish language press as much as the English language press.
And of course, there's a bit of a backstory because Trump's relationship with Univision is pretty sour because Univision dropping the Spanish language broadcast of Miss Universe. So there's some baggage there. You know, when you watched the press conference and saw what happened, what did you think of what Trump did?
Well, I think Trump did what we are seeing him do. And I think that he knows he gets the most traction when he insults people and when he confronts people directly. And I think that's what we're seeing time and time again. That's what we saw, what he did with the Fox anchor. And this is, I think, what we've seen with Ramos, is that he's got the mic, he's at the podium, and he's going to dominate that discussion, at least in terms of the sound of his own voice being quite loud. Ramos, you could not hear his question. And I think that made it, a very tough moment. And I think that it would have been great to have heard Ramos's question, because I think also it's important to point out that Ramos and Univision are doing beltway journalism, and they're doing, the national stories that we can see on English language news. But they're also looking at the immigration story from a much more on the ground way. And they're looking at how immigration and this debate about policies really affects families. And that's the kind of question that Ramos was getting at. So it's not a question that Trump may have been asked by other reporters in the room.
You know, Jorge Ramos has said that the only good thing Trump may be doing is putting immigration into the forefront of the presidential campaign. Do you agree with that?
I do agree. I mean, I think there is a bit of a silver lining when it comes to this level of discourse and polarization that we're seeing with the immigration debate right now in America, and that Trump is highlighting this, and that there's been a lot of talk about immigration in very abstract terms, and as we're seeing with Trump, in very, at times, extreme and some people would say racist terms. And I think as journalists, there's an opportunity to double down and show, how does America's immigration system actually affect people on the ground? How does it affect families? How does it affect schools and the economy? And then there are real issues there that should be brought out, and that this shouldn't be talked about something in the abstract. I mean, what Trump is proposing is not something that's humorous. It's something that can actually be seen as rather cruel among many Latino and, general immigrant families in the United States. So Jorge Ramos is taking this extremely seriously. You know, he's seeing it as his mission to be at the fore of being forceful when it comes to this topic, and not, giving Trump a pass. Whether or not he's an advocate or a journalist, I mean, I think that's up for discussion among the journalism community as a whole. And, obviously he's not the first person to bring this type of debate up.
That's the World's Monica Campbell.